Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I wonder if there are people in the audience that have the same refreshed, stress-free feeling that Fitzy has when Curtis is not here. Like, is there a listener out there just feels good
Curtis
today?
And Ken.
Curtis and Ken are not here to berate Fitzy for
just
four
knowing
hours.
That I'm not going to get perpetually sniped. Just constant, just like every time I open my mouth, I have to look over my shoulder. Like, okay, that's something Ken's going to jump all over. Or how long until I finish this sentence will I hear, oh, from Curtis?
You have become low-hanging Fitzy.
Yeah. Well, you have to hear what you're thinking for having me.
It used to be low-hanging Mutt. It still is at times, but it's low-hanging Fitzy.
Right.
And low-hanging Wiggy. Wiggy gets the shots at him,
right,
too.
I go right back as Curtis, though. I mean, Curtis, it's put the ball gag back in his mouth. I mean,
right. Curtis, shame on you.
That's Greg lets him talk too much.
Oh, he absolutely does. Oh, he talks way too much on that show. Yeah, way too much. But Fitzy, look at him. Look how stress-free it is.
Right.
Celebrated a birthday yesterday.
Zero yelling at him. Wiggy and I had a double birthday weekend.
Right.
We went back to back. This is the birthday celebration party Monday morning, man.
And your gift is no Curtis.
Just the same way that yesterday I talked myself into enjoying Championship Sunday thinking, this is kind of nice. I don't have to get stressed out about the Patriots. I'm not worried. I actually slept the night before and now come in here. Don't have to worry about just getting, verbally and emotionally subtweeted
all
day long by the producers.
If you want to put Curtis in, you want to put him in his place, all you got to do is bring the ball gag and a leash in, and he'll start having PTSD.
Those pictures exist. This is going to be 2 weeks of this. I think it'll be 2 weeks of, and even Curtis and Ken will be involved in this. Especially Ken, because he's got a lot of Brady conspiracy theories. Next week at the Super Bowl, it's a great matchup. We all know that. The Patriots and Brady are going to be the story. Where's Brady going? Who's he talking to?
It's the biggest
story
in
sports. What are the Patriots going to do? In Miami, it's going to be all about Tom Brady and all about the Patriots. And it's going to start this week. And it started, I think, a little bit over the weekend. Tom Brady joined Jim Gray on his Macy's approved spot on Westwood One broadcast. And this is about a minute long, Brady talking about being open to whatever comes in his future.
Tom, you continue to dominate the news around the National Football League. You've had a couple of weeks now to decompress. Are you coming to grips with the realistic possibility that perhaps you might play for another team, and are you willing to do that?
Well, like you said, it's been a couple weeks, and I've had a lot of time with my family the last couple weeks and just decompressing from the season. And I've said earlier, I'm open-minded about the process. At the same time, I love playing football, and I want to continue to play and do a great job. So I'm looking forward to what's ahead. Whatever the future may bring, I'll embrace it with open arms. And in the meantime, I'm going to watch these two games today as a fan and enjoy it from my couch.
Couch potato Tom Brady. Won't be a potato, probably avocado.
That's right. Either one. Something healthy, baby.
Tom. Tom.
Tom.
Tom.
Tom. Just on repeat.
Jesus.
Tom. Tom. Tom.
Tom.
He's like a robot.
Oh, yeah,
he's an healthy baby.
Two people that were heavily involved in Tom Brady's weekend are two people I don't think are from Earth. Jim Gray,
Tom,
and Mark Davis. There's another person who doesn't look like he's one of us. He looks like the spiritual leader of some strange alien religion you would see in like a sci-fi movie. Does not look like a real person.
So, we'll circle back to that. So that was with Jim Gray, and then the same day, it's Sunday morning. Jason Lockenfora, NFL, CBS Sports, I guess. I think is it Keefe who calls him Jason Lockenfirma?
Mm-hmm.
He really just confirms things.
Yep.
Essentially doing the same thing, I think, here, confirming Tommy Curran's report from months ago that he believes that Tom Brady is going to take actual free agent visits. It'd be very tough for the Patriots to sign him. Lockenfora reporting. His source tells him, extremely surprising if Brady would agree to any new pact with the Patriots prior to free agency. He's going to take a methodical approach to his first foray into free agency. The final contract playing career, he's going to weigh all options, determine which opportunity provides the best chance to continue competing for the Lombardi Trophy, and to see what other organizations think of him at this late stage of his career. As one source put it, Brady will do his due diligence to assess all realistic possibilities, with it only human nature to explore his chance to embrace his free agent status for the first time in his career. Also, I thought this was interesting. He's eager to take on the role of mentor to a young quarterback no matter where he plays, hoping to leave any organization in good shape when he retires. Part of his legacy, he believes, could be tied to seeing future generations embrace TB12 and a lifestyle regimen that Brady strongly believes that has helped him play to such a high level. So that I had not seen or read anywhere.
No.
That he's telling people, I'm going to go somewhere and be the mentor, because if you stayed here, he's got a guy in Jared Stidham. Technically, he could mentor for a year or two, then have takeover as quarterback if he wanted to play that role here in New England.
Is that a question people are asking of Brady? Well, I mean, technically, you can't start tampering until, you know, March 16th.
You don't think
Mark
Davis and John Gruden were talking to Tom Brady in Vegas on Saturday night?
Come on. I know. Are the charges already being rung up on the Raiders that, you know, Gruden flies in and Mark Davis? How do you prevent them from incidentally just having a conversation where Gruden just walks by and goes 2 for 70 guaranteed? Just start planting it. Just all you got to do is just.
But I don't think that's.
I dropped this piece of paper. What is it? Oh. I don't know what. Tom, you can keep that.
I don't think that's it, though. I mean, when you think of the money, I don't think is the end all be all.
But Tanguay was saying that he's embarrassed by the fact that 13 other quarterbacks
have higher sources around here. But you know, we got Greenwich Gate, we got Tanguay saying this, we got Foyer saying that. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Right?
I just look at it and I go, okay. Give me potential landing spots. What have I always heard Tom Brady talk about in the offseason? The most important thing to him during the offseason is what? Spending time with his family.
Sure.
So now what you're telling me is that for April, May, and June, 3 months, he's just going to go somewhere and be there all offseason long and not be able to really spend that time with his family. Because
why does he have to do that? Why does he have to be somewhere for 3 months?
Because wherever he goes, let's say he goes to Vegas.
And I'm putting them on the list after this.
Okay,
weekend.
So let's
They're
say
on the list.
Let's say he goes to Vegas,
they
right?
They just made the list.
They're on my list, my official list. Which
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
He's been in one particular offense for 20 years. He now goes to Vegas. Whose offense we running here?
The Tom Brady, John Gruden offense. They'd sit down. Gruden's a good offensive mind. So, they'd figure something out. You don't think they could?
No. I know from the way coaches are, they're stubborn. This is the way, especially that John Gruden West Coast offense that came from Bill Walsh, and that's the end-all, be-all. This is the offense that we're running, Tom. Here's how you have to learn. I mean, we've all seen John Gruden do those things on ESPN,
right?
Those quarterback things. You really think he's going to, you know, say, hey, all right, Tom, I'll give you a little input, but Brady changing up that offense? And so if he has to learn that offense, he has to change it up. That means Brady has to be there every day in the off-season to install his offense, because there's not going to be any Patriots coaches there that, or unless Gruden's deciding he wants to hire a guy to come in and install Brady's offense.
You don't think that John Gruden, though, like Mutch just said a second ago, this is a smart guy who's been around. He is the definition of football guy. You don't think that he'd have a little come to Brady moment and say, all right, Tom, here are the tenets and hallmarks of my offense, and these are the kinds of things I want to do. What can you do well in here, and what are some of the plays that you want to bring from there?
Okay, so
you meet in the middle and you design a hybrid that works well.
Okay, so
because the way you say it, Wiggy, I'll let you finish, but the way you're positioning it is that Brady can only play in New England. Because because there's no other guy that we know of right now. All the other Brady offensive tenants that we talked about, Chad O'Shea apparently is going up to Cleveland. Okay, so he's off the table.
Right.
Josh is staying here.
Right.
So all these other guys, Shaplinsky's somewhere else. I mean, all these player guys who have been part of it, they're not available. So are you saying he can't play in any other system?
No. So now if he has to play in another system, then that means he's got to be there all offseason, April, May, and June, to learn that system, to get on the same page, not just with the players, but the coaches. So now he has to be in those meetings, and he has to go, you know, back to the days when we saw on that documentary with Brady and Belichick, and I think it was the 2009 documentary when they're in there and they're breaking down film and they're watching film.
When Belichick granted NFL Films full season access.
So now Brady's got to go back to that, because now he's got to sit in the meeting room every day with John Gruden, the offense coordinators, and go, okay, when we run this play, normally I like to convert this, I like to do that. That's all of April, May, and June. That's every day in the offseason for him either learning, or if a coach says, hey, What kind of offense you want to run? Him now not only teaching the coaches, but then now has to teach those coaches, and then those coaches have to kind of teach the players with him. So it's not just like if he's here with McDaniels, who you bring in players, Josh takes care of that. This is what Tom likes. This is how he likes to run his thing. And guess what? When you work with Tom is during mandatory mini camps, and then we'll see you come training camp.
Or he might go to Montana for a throwing camp or somewhere else. He's done that over the years. He's gone and met with guys and played catch with them. I just think, like, the way you say it makes it seem like Tom doesn't want to work.
No.
He's not willing to put the work and effort.
No, but what you're saying is you're asking a guy who is 43 years old, knowing that he's only going to play two or three more years, that he now all of a sudden has to start from the ground up. He has to. He's built this beautiful, elaborate home. Now all of a sudden, he's got to move out of it and start building another one.
Going to tear it down. It's a tear down. Just like his Greenwich house.
$15 million tear down. I mean, what kind of big swinging blank do you have? What kind of pocket change do you have when a $15 million Greenwich house is a tear down?
Well, that's what it is.
I know it's insane, but to me, it just makes all the sense in the world for another team to want to throw crazy, you know, Greenwich teardown money at Tom Brady, because if he's willing to embrace this mentor role, and that's the big reveal to
this
me.
This is in a lock and firm.
In the Jason Lock and Firm, as Keith calls him, report that Brady is willing to be a mentor. It makes so much sense for a team to throw money, because if you're opening a new stadium, Raiders, Chargers, who have nothing to sell and nobody's even going to come. They couldn't even fill a freaking soccer pitch last year.
Okay.
And now they have to fill up this giant stadium. You bring in Brady, you get the marquee value, you meet him in the middle, you're immediately competitive. You do have that sort of like Montana to the Chiefs Super Bowl competitive factor. And if he's willing to groom somebody, now you can take someone this year and you can just let him sit behind Brady, Rodgers to Favre style, except they'll actually get along and he's going to embrace this role. He is worth far more than the Patriots are going to offer.
Yeah, but you got to understand the mentor role is only going to be a role that's in play for what? A year?
He wants to play till he's 40. It's going to be a 2-year deal.
Okay, so let's call it a 2-year deal. Let's call it a 2-year deal.
The young quarterback being around Brady for a couple of years. Right. Garoppolo was gushing about what he learned from Brady in the couple of years he was here and the work ethic and what he does and how he tried to model himself after him. And that guy's now in the Super Bowl thanks to his running game. But that's the type of benefit you get being around Brady. And that's, it may not be the actual benefit, but it's a sellable thing for a team to get. It's a sellable thing to a young quarterback to have.
You get to watch it in action. So you get the best way to learn is to experience it and by practicing alongside him and watching him. And he's actually come, or at least someone is saying that he's willing to outwardly mentor somebody. Everyone loved to point to, you know, Brady, a very pretend frosty relationship between Brady and Garoppolo. Oh, look, when Butler picked off the pass, he wouldn't even hug Garoppolo. He went for McDaniels. It was garbage. We don't know what took place behind closed doors, but now to actually come out and say it, is this actually Brady selling himself to these other teams? Or is this part of what I thought this whole year is, the big, long leverage play?
This is the leverage play.
Is this the leverage play?
It's the leverage play.
I don't think so.
Because, like you said, wherever he goes, it's a what? 2-year deal?
Yeah, probably 2-year deal.
Now, if Brady was 37 years old or 38, and you could say, okay, he could go somewhere for a 5-year deal.
But his 42 is like 30. I mean, he's not a normal 42-year-old.
No. But
the longer he plays, the better it is for that brand, too.
Do you think a team is going to give him a 5-year deal?
No.
We all think he's going to play for two.
He's getting a 2-year deal.
Right, so, okay, so it's a 2-year
deal. Maybe three.
It's a 2-year deal that we're looking at, and we're going, okay, the mentoring from Brady is going to be, if you're the Raiders, you got to draft a guy now and say, okay, who's going to be the guy in 2 years? So you got to draft a guy now, because that's saying you're moving on from Derek Carr. You drafted a guy, you're getting 2 years of him. It's not like the Brett Favre situation where I think you got like 4 years of Favre of where Aaron Rodgers was able to sit behind him. That's why I said if Brady was 38 years old or even 39, you could say, okay, maybe there's a team out there that goes, hey, we'll give him the 5-year deal and will you?
Oof.
Five.
No, but if he was 39 years old, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
2 years is not really that much for a mentor.
When did Jimmy Garoppolo throw his first meaningful pass for the Patriots? Against the Cardinals to start the 2016 season.
Right.
He had 2 years to work and sit behind Tom Brady, and I think we all agree until Kiko Alonso buried him in the ground at the end of the first half against the Dolphins, he looked pretty damn good for a game and a half.
But the thing that you're missing about that is, it wasn't him just working and sitting behind Tom Brady. He got to sit and work with Josh McDaniels in an offense
And John Gruden could probably do a pretty damn good job in tandem with Tom Brady,
right, but
to groom Jacob Eason
point.
Or whoever
so
else.
So if it is in tandem, then that means you got a guy who's only talked about being with his family in the whole offseason. But now, guess what? I have to sit with John Gruden every day so we now can not only learn this offense together, but so then I can mentor this Jacob Eason or whoever it might be that we're going to draft at the 12th overall pick, if that's the guy we're gonna go for. And now I have to sit. I got to do that. And now I'm not able to spend time with my family. You really think his family's moving to Vegas? For
no,
the
I don't think no matter where he goes, Wiggy, he's going to be a commuter this year. He's
no,
commuting
no, I understand
to
that.
No matter where he
Mark
goes.
Mark Davis
Vegas,
would fly him
Tennessee,
back and forth. They would do whatever
but
they
but really whatever team
that.
He goes to
Giselle
is going to be doing
loves
that. He'd be flying out Sunday night and coming back on Wednesday during the year. No matter where he goes, unless it's New England and he gets an apartment here, he's not. We know he's not living in Brookline. So no matter where he goes.
Why isn't he living in Brookline?
He's moving. He's leaving Brookline. There's no doubt.
How do we know that? I mean,
the house is for sale.
We know the house is for sale.
We believe he is moving out of his Brookline home.
The $31 million houses. Now, I don't know this. Do they sell within 3 months?
Well, they start at 35 down to 30.
Last time I bought a $33 million house.
So you think he's staying in Brookline?
That's the average. Like, I think 3 months is usually when the 90 days is when, you know, houses stay on the market.
I think he's going to find a new place to live, and I think no matter where he goes, he's commuting.
And we all agree that this Greenwich house, if it exists, because I don't know if it does or it doesn't. There's so many erroneous reports about there.
Eamon, get someone from the Connecticut patch on the line. Stat.
Is there a senator that will come on from Connecticut?
We can all agree that the Connecticut house is a tear-down rebuild, right?
I don't know. Go ahead.
Well, the house was built in 1990. Let's be honest.
Come
here.
On. You think Tom Brady's going to live in some 30-year-old, $15 million?
So let's just say it is a tear-down rebuild.
He's commuting no matter where he goes.
I've never built a $30-plus million house. Does it only take 90 days to throw
I think
up?
That takes
Wiggy,
long.
All I'm going to ask is this. Whenever a celebrity is
Tom
doing
Tom Brady will be living in Brookline next
when
year.
When a celebrity does a victory lap, where do they go and they build them dedicated theaters so that the public can come and see them in the farewell, overpriced ticket years of their life? They go to Las Vegas.
So he's got a residency.
it's like Celine Dion, Britney Spears, and come see Tom Brady. It's a residency.
He's got a residency.
He's like
going to
be doing his Wayne Newton years.
Right. He'll be doing TB12 TED Talks.
Why not? During the week, sure. The Wednesday TED Talks with TB12.
That's why I think people are just missing it. They're just throwing stuff at the wall. Oh, yeah, he can go to Vegas. Oh, he can go. But they're not.
But
you got to think about.
You're acting like he has to like physically be there in Las Vegas. We have not this technology.
It's
video
about,
conferencing.
It's not like
Skype
where you
is a hell of a
back
drug
and
Wiggy.
Forth. Okay. Did you see? Was it?
Yeah, but what
is it up in the air? You have to be somewhere to fire someone. You can do it over computer.
But what I'm talking about is you have to
something like that.
You have to learn the playbook, or you have to teach your playbook.
You can do that on a computer in a video. You have to be in the same room.
So
video conferencing.
So now
Wiggs.
So now he's FaceTiming.
Yes. That's right. FaceTime. Gruden time.
So he's facing
Brady time.
John Gruden a FaceTime for $3 a day installing.
Very high level businesses.
I want you to say that out loud.
They can video conference working on the offense. Not to be physically in Vegas. You said to be there for 3 months, Jermaine.
Yeah, yes,
that's silly.
There.
That's silly.
Listen, most OTAs start in April.
Mm-hmm.
Off
they don't last the entire. Rules don't allow you to be there 3 months at a time.
They go April, they go May, and they usually go into the second week in June.
Yeah, it's a couple weeks here and there. Yes, no big deal. That's 6 weeks
easy?
Of OTAs.
How many offenses have you learned? You can learn. I didn't know you can learn an offense in 2 weeks.
I used to play Madden. Oh man, I got that Madden offense down. I would FaceTime with my friends.
It all takes 2 weeks. Madden and FaceTime. That's all you need.
John, we're gonna run our 2010 Madden offense. So
this playbook's awesome.
Listen, the playbook's already on the Madden video game. So just go to your PlayStation.
All right, you wanted a list. I've updated my Brady team list. We'll get to that, and we'll get to your calls on Brady. We see you guys waiting patiently at 617-779-7937. So I don't know if any of that stuff is news. I have other Brady news. Other Brady's that may or may not be news. We'll get to that and your phone calls after a trending.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
I was told today by a source, though, the family is preparing to leave the area. The priority this time is to let the kids finish school this year. Then they're gone. Furthermore, Brady said to another source of mine that he is tired of being embarrassed by the number of quarterbacks that are paid more money than him.
I like what you said. The sources are coming fast and furious. That is Gary Tagwin, early edition.
Everywhere.
NBC Sports Boston, Wiggy, Fitzy, and Mutt in for Greg Hill and the gang. They are all back tomorrow. So I got my Brady list here. Some other, you tell me if this is new. So he was in Vegas over the weekend. I'm sure people saw the pictures at the Conor McGregor fight.
Mm-hmm.
He was there and he got to hang out.
Was he house shopping?
I don't know if he's house shopping. There was one video looking he had been having a few cocktails out there in Vegas, so good for him.
Well, then again, if he's doing his residency, don't they just put him up in a penthouse or one of those?
I'll probably have one of those hangover type suites.
It's going to be TV12 by Guy Fieri opening up at the Wynn Casino.
He'll be at the Palms
Hotel.
So he was there with John. So I saw a tweet that John Gruden flew in like late because he heard Brady was there.
Right.
So now Vegas is being mentioned as a spot that Brady could go to.
I mean, that's big news. If Gruden legitimately flew
in. Twitter rumor.
If there is any. It was a rumor, yes. Okay.
Yes,
if there was any truth to that rumor, then that's a development. That's a significant development
there. And the other one is that Chargers quarterback Philip Rivers, he just like Brady is big news when he's moving. He legit moved. He texted Chris Mortensen and said, I'm moving back to Florida to be closer to my family. That leading to speculation. He will not be back with the Chargers. And now the Chargers back in play for a quarterback who, according to Jason LaConfora, is open to mentoring another young quarterback there in L.A. So I think those are, if not news, at least interesting nuggets to add. And I have both those teams on my list, Wiggy. You said you wanted a list of teams that Brady could go to. Vegas, Tennessee, Miami, and the Chargers. Those are my four right now. I've taken the Cowboys off the list.
Okay.
Because they have a new coach. They love Dak Prescott. So I got those are my four teams. Because Tennessee is back on that list now after Tannehill soiled himself in a big spot in the postseason. There's a ceiling to what he can do. And I could see Vrabel fighting and saying, if we have Derrick Henry and Tom Brady, we can go to a Super Bowl next year.
I have them
those
ranked.
Are my four.
I have them ranked. I got my five. I got Chargers, Raiders, Colts, Titans, and my wild card of the Bucks. And I know I've heard that downfield passing is the hallmark of the Bruce Arians offense. All I'm saying is that going to play for a veteran coach, and you talk about Tom Brady wanting to have weapons, give him the fantasy football offense of Godwin and Mike Evans and O.J. Howard and Cameron Brate, and he could go off and have that Peyton Manning 2014 season where he's just 2013, excuse me, where he is unstoppable.
Well, if you believe the current stuff that he really wants an offense that's going to have tools instead of what he was working the last couple of years.
Why not go to Kansas City?
Then that's a place. I would say that Benjamin Mahomes for a couple years. Good point.
Jason Light, you got a little Patriots connection down there. $100 million.
Throw crap at the wall. I mean, just like it's about the weapons.
Man, watch out.
And Bruce Arians is a guy that builds his offense about, you know, the deep, deep passes. And you guys tell me, well, not you two in particular, but Brady doesn't have the ability.
Arm, yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't have the arm strength to throw downfield.
You think Bruce Arians is such a dodo that he wouldn't have a little come to Brady moment as well?
I mean, have you not watched a lot of football? These coaches are dodos, right? Not only that, they're very stubborn.
I know. Right? Their way works.
Right. This whole thing that Brady's now instantly going to go to the Raiders and John Gruden's going to be like, yeah, sure, Tom, run whatever offense you want to run. Come on. Let's be like, stop.
But why wouldn't Brady want to run the West Coast offense? Didn't his hero, Joe Montana, run the Bill Walsh left coast offense?
Because it's not about you not wanting to run a specific offense, it's about you being so comfortable with running a specific offense. And whether he brings his offense or he runs the West Coast, there's obviously going to be growing pains, right? Because of you learning this new offense. The problem is, are you willing to go? Do you really want to go through that as a 43-year-old quarterback who knows that he's only going to play for two more years? Do you want to go through the growing pains of, now I'm here I'm playing in Vegas. They're not really getting the offense.
But what if the option is coming back here for less money than he wants to play for? And coming back here when they can't promise him.
This is the
trick that is tough for them. They have to sign him before he gets to free agency. Because once he gets there, he's gone.
Right.
So how do they promise Tom Brady, we'll get you offensive weapons this year, Tom. We'll make it work, we promise. When the last couple of years, they've stiffed him. So there's some trust issues there.
Well, they haven't really stiffed him. They did try. You could at least say, you know what, we tried to get you some weapons, but the weapons we got you weren't very good. We tried to get Adam Humphries. We swung and we missed on that.
Try to get Cole Beasley.
We tried to get
Jared Cook.
Tom, we can guarantee you that this time we're gonna make sure that we're trying and we're gonna try to get guys that we won't swing and miss on. And I think that's the thing that he's gonna have to go in there with, because at the end of the day, you're gonna have to give him $25 million. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, but $25 million plus signing him after St. Patrick's Day means it's $38.5 million.
But that's
Kraft does not want to do 20% of the salary.
If he's going to take visits, he's gone.
But that's why you sign him beforehand, and now that $25 million is only, you throw the $6 million on top of
it's 31.75.
It's only 31.75.
But what do you do to convince him to sign here beforehand? What do you? I mean,
I just told you. You gotta go. It's gotta be the trust and faith that we're really gonna get you some pieces. We're gonna, you know, very similar to what we've been trying to do the past years. We drafted a kid in the first round. It didn't work out. We brought in Mohamed Sanu. We're gonna ultimately get your pieces, because either way, unless you're saying to yourself, you're gonna pay, are you gonna pay somebody else $30 million, or are you gonna say we're only gonna invest $17 million in our quarterbacks?
$600,000. You got Jared Stidham.
Right. So that means you're only investing $17 million in your quarterback position. If you're invested that amount of money in your quarterback position, that means Jared Stidham's your guy.
Yeah.
Or you're getting going after a guy like Blake Bortles.
Yes, yeah, made $1 million this year. I mean, those are the options. You're right.
I'm only laughing at the reality of like covering the Patriots next year and talking of Bortles to Sanu first down.
Well, I mean, that's compete with like a Blake Bortles type
in camp. Right. Yes. And that means you're only willing to, you know, invest $17-18 million in the quarterback position. If you go get any one of those other guys, the Andy Daltons and the Teddy Bridgewaters, you're still putting $28-30 million.
You might as well pay Brady.
You might as well.
Bridgewater's going to cost a lot of money. I still think Bridgewater
5-0 for the Saints.
I think Bridgewater might be the starting quarterback for the Saints next fall.
Oh, you think Brees is going to retire?
I don't know. I think they may.
But how does Brady get his deal done before he sees what Brees signs for?
Right. So considering he wanted Brees money before and didn't get it.
The timing works out for Brady here to get a really good first offer from the Patriots, whenever that offer comes. Steve's in Fall River waiting patiently at 617-779-7937. It's going to be a Brady couple of weeks into the Super Bowl is what it feels like. Hi, Steve.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
I totally agree with the Titans. I think the Titans is the clear first pick.
Yep.
The team's in place. If you get Derrick Henry, don't forget the coach. This guy is a very good friend of Brady's. Aren't there some other Patriot people down there on the offensive side of the ball?
John Robinson. There's some connections there in the front office as well. Yep.
Not on the offensive side of the ball.
In the front office.
A guy that you could bring in as a consultant and would be an interesting guy. And I think Mark James or maybe Andy Hopp might have said is a guy like Charlie Weiss. Maybe you bring him in as a consultant. He can help with your offense installing it.
There's no doubt that it makes the most sense for the Patriots and Brady to redo the deal for both sides. The Patriots with the $13 million in dead money if they don't sign him. All the problems are going downhill. All they got to do is call Stephen Ross. If Brady knows Stephen Ross, he knows that they can't fill that stadium. I asked for group tickets for this previous season. I asked for them. I interacted with their ticket office. I didn't buy them. They called me, not even a customer. Hey, you want to go on the list for the wait list for the group sales? I'm like, well, I don't know, it's $250. And I'm saying to myself, this is what happens to the other 20 teams in the NFL that don't have a good quarterback.
Yep.
It won't take long in New England, 3 or 4 years of sub-500, and Bob Kraft will be employing the same deal. Hey, Steve, how do you get people to come to the game? Oh, I got a bunch of people ticket office calling people up that even click on our website. I mean, that's what the rest of the NFL is like. Right.
Well, Stephen Ross is a Michigan guy. He's got a lot of money. I think the Dolphins are in play to at least get involved in the conversation if he's going to mentor. And to his bigger point,
I don't know how he works with Chan Gailey as offense coordinator.
That was weird. Why? So Flores wanted to move on from O'Shea because
he thought O'Shea's offense was too complicated and too
Patriots and too complicated.
Too,
yeah. Okay.
So why would you bring Brady down, who would want that type of offense?
Mrs. Brady loves Miami. He can trust Brian Flores because he's worked with him and played with him before.
Yeah, but if Flores
he'll give him everything he wants and then some because they have over $100 million.
But if Flores doesn't want that type of offense because he thinks it's too complicated, what do you think Brady's going to do?
They run a hybrid.
Chan Gailey hasn't coached in 3 years.
Yeah, I can't believe they gave Chan Gailey the job.
No, but I can't just see everyone saying, like, Tom, install whatever offense you want, the same way that you said all these coaches will not be willing to bend to, you know, to work with Brady. There's going to be a little flex. There's got to be some offensive flexibility wherever he goes.
I don't know how. It depends on who the offensive coordinator is, right? And even if there is, but that means he's going to have to put the time in the offseason to, A, teach this offense, or, B, learn this offense.
Wouldn't that be a fun final challenge for Brady? Doesn't he love challenges? Obviously, getting back to and winning another Super Bowl. But one final hurdle. Why in the world wouldn't you want to be able to go out, if you're Brady at this point,
but
and you're legitimately frustrated
with the
Pats?
He said he has something to prove with
you. But you only have
something
to
prove.
He
said,
I want people to tell me I'm pretty. I want them to throw the money. I want them to tell me I'm the greatest.
But you only have 2 years, though, Fitz. If he had 5 years or 6 years, okay, but you have 2 years. So the first year, you're trying to figure this out. You're trying to learn this offense. And guess what? The year isn't as good as you wanted it to be.
Tom Brady's fearful of that. I don't think he's fearing. I don't think there's any fear of failure from Tom Brady.
It's not about failure.
He'd be one of the best defensive coordinators right now if he stopped playing quarterback and became a defensive coordinator, because he's seen everything.
But it's not about.
That's a little much.
Yeah, right. It's not about failure. But
isn't this what we're supposed to do in radio hot takes?
Yes. Okay.
But it's still about.
Just checking.
It's still about thinking about. Okay, Tom Brady. We all know that he seems like an intelligent guy, right?
Yes, we think Brady's very smart.
And, and intelligent people. They don't just look at the good and ignore the bad. They look at both.
Most people do, don't they?
Yes.
You can be smart to do that. You can be dumb and look at the good and the bad. What are you talking about? You think Tom Brady is scared of going somewhere and not being successful?
Scared,
just say it.
Looking.
You and Ryan Hannibal, all you people, you guys think Brady has no balls for some reason.
No.
This guy put his name on a brand and is staking his future to something called TB12, where you eat protein and you get pliability. I don't think he's scared about going somewhere and not being the best quarterback for two years.
If that's the case, then wherever he goes, it's not going to be a two-year deal. It's going to be more like a five-year deal.
Why do you keep saying that? He said he wants to play till he's 45. Why can't it be a two-year deal? Because if he goes and wins one more.
He's not scared. He wants to prove to people that he could still play, and he knows it's going to take some time. So he's willing to go in there and deal with all the good and the bad that comes with it. And in order for him to do that, he knows that, hey, it's going to take me more than 2 years to get to where I want to be. So I want a five-year deal.
So is he asking for a five-year deal from the Patriots? Or is that just other teams?
Oh, that
why would it be different here? He's not getting a five-year deal.
Why can't it be three?
No,
where it's either two or it's five.
Yeah, I don't, the leap to five feels
a little extreme. And also, I don't believe that Brady is necessarily just going to do a Kevin Durant kind of deal where he's finally a free agent and he's just going to go someplace that's an automatic win.
But I don't understand why you feel like he's just going to go there and all of a sudden it's going to be like, boom, he doesn't have to show up in the offseason because we all know that's where he wants to spend time with his kids, and that they're just going to click on the same page on the offense and they're going to roll out there and be a dominant Las Vegas Raider team, and they're going to go 12-4.
He's already spending a lot of time with his kids right now. He said in his little scratchy Macy's piece, he wants to kick back, watch football, and spend time with his kids and take it all in. So he's doing that right now. We don't know.
But we know him on Tom versus Time.
Private
he said,
that was a well-calculated appearance on Saturday night. That was a brilliant appearance. I was telling everybody,
I'll go anywhere. Just invite me.
Also know what he said on Tom versus Time when he goes, I want to be able to spend the off season with my wife and kids, because I know the regular season, during the season, takes so much time away from me, because that's when the game is at its most important, and that's when I got to be studying the film and this, that, and the other. So from now until July 26th, he wants time with his family. If he goes to another organization, guess what? You don't get as much time.
But with the Patriots, he's still going to be working with new receivers. Like, I think there's still some work here to be done.
Josh McDaniels will be here to be his consigliere to say, hey, here's the offense. Here's how we do it. This is what Tom likes. This is the way we like to run it. This, that, and the other. Boom. Now, when Tom shows up, you guys all know what he likes to do.
All right,
it's that easy.
It's easier here. Well, we will come back and we'll talk to you guys about this. It's 617-779-7937, the phone number. It's all Brady all the time, except we let Wiggy do some news. Wiggy's got some news as well. This is the Greg Hill Show with Wiggy, Fitzy, and Mutt.
To be his consigliere.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI. It's time for the news. Brought to you by the Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing in men's sexual health. Learn more at northeastmensclinic.com or call 617-793-5000.
All right. Now, normally Danielle does this, but I'm going to sit in. I'm going to fill in for her. Fits.
What? All right. I'm going to on the air two, now.
I got to fill in for her. This is the news, and it's sponsored by, for all you fellas out there, you know, you might need a little help. You know, in certain areas, you got to check out Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing in men's sexual health. Don't worry about it. There are a lot of guys that go through it, but Northeast Men's Clinic can help you out. Check out northeastmensclinic.com or call 617-793-5000. Okay. So now, this is an interesting story here. Now, I don't know if I'd say I would be able to do this. But I guess there are a lot of good people in this world. I don't know if I'd fall into that category. There was a man that found $43,000 in a used couch. His name was Kirby. He found
Curtis?
Howard Kirby. He found $43,000 in a used couch that he bought from just like, you know, wherever. He takes it home. Him and his daughter-in-law, they kind of feel something wrong with the couch. It's like a little bumpy here. They pull it back, and there's $43,000 in cash there. But that's not really the crazy part about it. This guy decided to return the money. We have actually audio of him talking about it.
I unzipped it, and then she started pulling out $43,170. Now I can pay off the house. I can get a roof on my house and retire real good and everything. Being a Christian, what would Jesus do? And Jesus would give it back to the rightful owner.
And that goes to you. Here we go.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I hope it encourages everybody else to do the right thing. The lawful thing is not always the moral thing.
Okay, I'll ask the question. Why was the $43,000 in the couch?
They don't say why it was in there.
Excuse me?
They don't say why.
They never said why $43,170 was zipped up into the cushion of a couch.
No,
forget about the fact that this man bought a used couch. You don't buy used couches. Right. You don't buy used mattresses. But there's $43,170 in there. This should be filed under Kirby, the couch buyer, a.k.a. the stupidest man in the world. Jesus just gave him $43,170 free. He wanted. Why does Kirby have to say, what would the Lord do?
Being
Kirby,
a Christian, what would Jesus do?
He would use that money to benefit his own life or do some good in this world, not return it to the idiot who gave away $43,170.
I looked through the story, and there's just it doesn't say why the money was in there. But generally, when you put money in the cushions, and it's zipped up.
It's a drug dealer. Right. What are we talking about? Right. A drug dealer puts money in the couch. He gave the $43,000 back to drug dealers who donated what they're calling the story. A gently used sofa you bought for $70.
$70.
They got it for $70.
Yeah, $70 he paid for it. I mean, this is not 1950 where people don't trust banks no more. And they're like, you know what? I'm putting my money, I'm stuffing underneath the mattress. The only people that put money in the cushions of their couches, like Mutt said, are dope dealers.
Or
dope
gamblers. You know what? It's money you don't want the IRS to know about. So something you're doing on the side, some side hustle, whatever, drugs, gambling, you put in a couch.
So you're he returned to this.
Or John kept the money.
Hey, Tom, come on out to Vegas. I've got a beautiful couch for you, Tom.
He returned it to the Newberry family. It was the people's name who had ultimately put the money in the couch. And they're probably like, whoo, man, now we can go out there and buy three more bricks of kilos. Thank you.
Kirby, your
Howard
Lord.
Kirby, man.
Your Lord rewarded you and you turned it down. You dumb.
Would you return that money?
No, not in a second. No, I would have kept the money.
Are you kidding? Oh, my gosh.
Would you return the money?
No.
I would run that straight into my kids' 529s.
Would you return the money?
Absolutely not.
Eamon?
No chance.
Okay, so bad Christians or are we the smart ones?
No, I always feel like...
He seems dumb.
Find money, that's the world's way of saying, or God's way of saying, here's your blessing. And if you're the person that lost the money, it's God's way of saying, hey, you need to do better and make sure.
The most money I found was a $100 bill once I found on the ground. That's the most I ever found. And I kept it. I did not give it back. I didn't search for the owner. Right. I kept it.
Unless I saw the person like walking right in front of me and they dropped it.
Oh, yeah. Yes, absolutely.
You know, but
what are you supposed to do when you find a $100 bill on the ground? Celebrate.
Yeah.
Yeah, go to the track. Like probably what Mutt did, right?
Exactly.
Right,
straight to the track. He was actually at the track.
Ultimately returned it. I guess is that's way. If he's a good Christian who returned $43,000, man.
What else you got over there?
Here's a funny one. A professor at Drexel University is in a little trouble. He stole 185 $100,000. Now, the interesting part about this story is that when he stole this money, you know, you think, all right, what are you going to do with $185,000 that he stole from the funds of the school, grant funds? He's decided, you know what? What better way than to blow it at the strip club?
These are two opposite ends of the spectrum. These stories.
It's a fascinating news morning.
Show me the money.
Yeah, so he decided to...
Dr. King would be proud.
Yes, he'd be very proud.
We went to the strip club. We did not spend $185,000.
No. That is...
In Atlanta. We didn't spend that much.
That is a lot of money when you're thinking about...
Making it rain? Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you get
boobies?
For the... I don't think you're getting the return on investment.
Yeah,
the $185,000.
Not a lot of ROI on $185,000.
Yes, you got to... I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name. He's a professor, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name.
Go for it.
It's... let's see. Chigawadaki Napaka.
What?
Chigawadanka. And then...
Save that one, Eamon.
Wait, hold on.
Go ahead. Try the last name.
Are you reading the lyrics to Circle of Life from Lion King this guy's name?
It's a good old... This name's straight from the motherland. So it's... This is a professor at Drexel. I don't know. How would you pronounce this name?
I don't know.
Can you see that name right there? Would you be able to pronounce that? That's his name.
Absolutely not.
Right.
No. Chickadinaka.
Chickadinaka.
Novaki?
Napaki.
There you go. I nailed it.
Yes.
Crushed it.
So he decided to make a couple women's strippers there, you know, because you got to make some money at the strip club. He decided to blow $185,000 at the strip club, and now he is in trouble with the law. And so he won't
the laugh I needed.
He won't be teaching at Drexel no more.
No, he will not.
And to close out the news, which I really
close it strong. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm really gonna close it.
Finish line is in sight, Wiggs. Come on, you got this.
It's
right there.
Did you see the Conor McGregor fight?
I saw the highlight of him breaking
40
the guy's
seconds.
Whatever.
All 40
nose,
seconds. Nose, of Brady was there.
Well, would you have been if you dropped $75 for 40 seconds?
Well, guess what? It was a very interesting fight, and guess who took to Instagram afterwards to put up a flyer of potentially a rematch of Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather
did.
Went to his Instagram.
Of course he did.
He put up a flyer of himself and McGregor, and underneath it, it said Mayweather McGregor 2020. There was no date on it,
Zero chance.
I would be interested to see a Floyd Mayweather Conor McGregor rematch because I saw the first fight and I thought it was actually pretty entertaining.
No suckers out there who would take that fight.
$100?
No, I think I would. I think I would watch that fight.
Second time
yes,
around?
Yes, I would. Yeah.
How much better would it be?
I'm just telling you, if it's Saturday night, I'm home and it's like $70.
Right,
I'm,
yeah.
I'm probably or I'm getting together to watch. Like I'm
it's
glad
with a group of the guys.
I'm glad the fight is available. It's such a quick fight. The highlights out there for me to see.
Yep.
I was sort of annoyed I missed it, and I don't think I'm going to miss another Conor McGregor fight. Not a good guy because of history. He's got some issues.
Well, he
there,
hasn't been right? drinking,
but
he is
exciting to watch fight. He's one of those guys that you like. Deontay Wilder, the boxer.
Yes,
he's got a fight coming up.
Tyson Fury.
Rematch with Fury. It's one of the few
must-see boxing events
I've
been able to wrap my head around in a while. Wherever McGregor fights next is the same sort of thing.
Well,
in my mind, after looking as good as he did on
and
Saturday.
And Mayweather, we always know Mayweather's 50-0.
Yep.
And so he has no losses on his record. And, you know, the last time they fought, you actually thought, could McGregor beat him?
I mean, Mayweather didn't take it seriously. He was up late at night at strip clubs.
Well,
he was eating McDonald's
the
week before.
He might have, but if you don't take it seriously, guess what?
He allowed it to be
decent. You can get knocked out. So I would be interested to see that. So who knows if that's ultimately going to happen. But if not, McGregor will fight. Who's the guy he lost?
I don't know. Keith knows all these MMA.
Khabib.
Yeah.
So maybe he'll fight him in a rematch. So
and I will watch that too. I
want
to see McGregor's next
fight. McGregor looked good. I guess
he's into it and he's focused.
He's not drinking. I guess he hasn't drunk in a couple months. So he's you know on a straight and narrow path and he looked really.
He's
good.
Only 31. Can still have a bunch of good fights. I'm again not a great guy, but I will watch his next fight. Good job with the news today.
Great.
Good job with the
Conor McGregor.
How about that?
That was compelling.
We snagged it. You know what, Curtis? It was magnetic.
Magnetic.
Tremendous job by Wiggy on the news.
Well,
you guys
try to hold it down.
Waiting patiently on the phones on Tom Brady. We will get to you. Can't get through. Get a busy signal. Keep trying. Whatever is that guy's name is. It is Wiggy, Fitzy, and Mutt in for Hillman. Your call's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.